Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
On the planet Onderon, the crew of the Iron Shrike has successfully managed to track down the renowned smuggler, Indriest Bingo, who is in possession of top-secret information about the Imperial weapons program, Project Firestorm. The problem is, Indriest won't give up the information without getting her ship safely back into her possession. But they have a plan to rescue it. With the help of Saw's rebels, they look to assault the Imperial starport.
So while this is going on, we're going to get a shot of the soldiers fighting Saw Gerrera, fighting on behalf of Saw Gerrera. And what's going to happen is I'm going to make a mass combat roll.
Ooh.
Now, they are being outnumbered by the stormtroopers there. And the people leading it add a red dice for the leadership there. Now, Saw, his troops are going to have three green. And then he's going to enhance them with his leadership. Took a photo of the book at the store today when I picked this up. So I have Sagara's stats. This is getting edited out.
Nah, I was going to say.
As far as the audience is concerned, we've actually had the books the whole time.
True.
Yeah, we each bought a copy.
Yep. So his leadership
I bought it twice.
Ups it to three.
I'm buying it right now.
All right. So this is the mass combat rules. They're assaulting the palace, taking it by storm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So Saw's people do a good job. They're winning.
Good job.
So they take him by surprise. There are disadvantages, though. So yeah, we say they take the stormtroopers by surprise, but the threats are it doesn't pull a lot of troops away from the starport in particular, and in fact, the AT-ST is left behind. So one of the AT-STs walks off, but there's still an AT-ST waiting at the gate there. So we get just shots of people throwing grenades, mm-hmm. blaster fire, trading shots with stormtroopers, mm-hmm. just pandemonium. Then cut back to a shot of you all in the speeder, and we hear, like, over the comms pandemonium, like, people screaming over various channels saying, like, reinforce the palace, and you're getting orders from all directions.
So this, I picture a shot of the inside of the speeder, or the transport that we're all in, and it's just dead quiet except for the chirping of the comms. And we're all just, like, holding on to some, like, the wristbands that are out of the roof, just, like, gently swaying with the vehicle's movement.
Just, like, all of light through just, weird red light on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just complete silence, except for the hum of the vehicle and the sounds of screams coming from the little comm link.
And I think at one point there's a loud, dissonant explosion. Well, yeah.
And you pan across the grim faces of the people inside.
And it keeps panning until we see, looking over sort of the... From the backside of where the troops are, or where you are, looking over the shoulder of Adrias and Bosch, looking at the cockpit, seeing the front ahead, the front of the starport, with about 12 stormtroopers with heavy turrets, two of them in place, and then just an AT-ST looking over.
Was that a laugh of despair? Is that what that was?
I don't know if you could call it despair. It's more just like
here we go.
Despair.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know that laugh well. That's my favorite part of playing games like this.
So the speeder slowly rolls up and the stormtroopers flag you two down. I imagine this is all one shot, and then maybe one of you hits the button so the back closes so no one can see what's in the back. What do you do? You're being hailed by the stormtroopers. Adrias, you're at the helm.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you going to stop for them to show up?
Yes.
So you stop the speeder and a group of stormtroopers show up. One of them, you could tell by the orange pauldron on his shoulder, that he is a sergeant. What are you doing here?
Got a delivery.
Where's the rest of the convoy?
They got held up, speeder issue. There's a rogue speeder back there dealing with the driver.
You're not supposed to separate. You're supposed to stay together. Make a difficulty 3 check for deception.
Correct.
Yep. And you, if you want to upgrade and add a green dice, you can flip one of the light side points to a dark side point.
Scary.
There's only 2 light side points left.
Might as well.
I mean, it's not like
might as well.
All right.
I'll take another green.
At this point, yeah, we have learned.
This seems like an important one.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah!
I mean, 4 successes. Just how well?
5 threats.
Wow.
So what the fuck are these threats gonna be? Wait.
I mean, those kind of things can come up later.
Where's that chart? Where's that handy chart?
Well, that chart is mostly for combat stuff.
Yeah.
Let me see. Actually,
yeah, for story stuff is a little more esoteric.
For skills, they do have like a listing of what are some threat suggestions. So we'll check out deception really quickly.
It's that they think that you're the identifying number inside the armor, and they get that guy in trouble.
So the threat, threats for this...
Because he's dead.
It's fine. During a deception check, threats during a deception check gives away a portion of the lie. Perhaps the target realizes that it has been lied to, but is unable to identify how much of the interaction is false, thereby becoming more suspicious of the character.
Those assholes stopped for drinks, didn't they?
The sergeant turns and looks at the other stormtrooper, and there's just like a moment of silence. Just like an awkward, tense moment of silence. The sergeant moves back. All right, you can enter. He steps back, and they clear the barricade in the opening, and you're able to enter.
We drive on forward.
Cool. You drive on forward.
We get a shot of the back of the transport as everyone's butts unclench.
I don't have a butt.
Now, as you do that, the camera still sort of lingers on the stormtrooper as your land speeder goes in, and the sergeant pulls out his comm. He goes,
Agent Wexcomb, we have something odd going on. One of the transports is in. It might be worth your time to investigate.
You hear over the other line, very well. I'll go ahead and take a look. You saw the speeder that just came in?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. So, you managed to make it in past the front guards. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Okay, so at this point, what's our awareness of the layout of the starport? Like, we've seen the maps, right?
Yeah, you see the maps. You know it well enough, and Adrius has been here. You'd be able to know where most everything is.
Okay. So, what do we want to take out first? Do we want to split up? What do you
guys... Saw said there was more than one ATSD, right?
Yeah. One of them left.
There's one left, because the other one left, was pulled away to join reinforcements.
Yeah.
But it's at the gate.
Yep. Yeah.
We've got one tractor beam and 2 turrets to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they in relation? Like, obviously the turrets are on probably opposite sides of the compound. Where's the
The turrets on the opposite ends on the far side. The turrets centralized.
Right.
The tractor beam centralized.
So, beam centralized, compound. Turrets on the far sides.
This one's going to go to the tractor beam in the control center. See if he can shut it down.
Makes sense. Maybe. I'll go with Tumask.
Okay, and... What? Then we should probably send one, maybe Grabanza or Ahit.
Well, there should be a pilot in each group.
So cast them then?
Yep.
Yep.
Me, you, and...
So let me see. I'm just going to write this
down. I think everyone else, like you guys should like probably spread explosives everywhere. Like everyone who's left, right? Trying to blow it up or are you trying to shut it down?
We specifically need to bring down the anti-aircraft defenses.
Yeah, we can blow them up.
Yeah. I think blowing them up is time charges is probably the way to go.
So, Blackline, who's going where?
So
Tumask and Flint are...
Tower.
Along with Castian.
Adrius, should you head to your ship yet to get it ready to go?
It's a good idea.
Good plan, actually.
Adrius goes to her ship.
And then
that leaves the rest of us for the... Well, so is anyone going with you?
It's a good question.
We need people. 2 other pilots?
What if you take Grobanza and Ahit, and then Levo and me and Urpikari go for the guns?
So Levo...
We have Gartatha, too.
And Gartatha, yeah. You and me could go for one gun, and Gartatha and Urpikari for the other.
Might be a good plan, yeah.
Alright, so Gartatha and Urpikari, the 2 big ones, are going to go for one of the guns. Levo and Bosch for another.
They seem like they can handle themselves.
Sure.
Adriest, Grolbanza, and Ahit will be going to secure the Fiona. And then Tumask, Flint, and Kasson will be heading to the tower. Who wants to... Like, who do we want to see first?
I feel like we got to go with the guns first, because the tower is such a set piece. Like, of this whole thing.
Yeah, let's go try and set the charges on the guns.
All right. So everyone, you have a last moment together before everyone separates?
We know our rendezvous. Mm-hmm. Let's get this done fast. We won't have a lot of time. I'm pretty sure they already caught on that we're not exactly who we said we were.
No, yeah. I mean, that went smoother than usual, though. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, we got in this time.
Yeah. Now we just have to not die.
Right. See you at the Fiona.
And yep. Everyone separates. We'll start with Bosch and Levo.
All right.
So you're making your way towards the turret. Mm-hmm. Yes. How do you do that?
Stealthily.
make a stealth check. It's going to be difficulty 3 purple.
So I have a yellow and 2 green.
Oh, you should do that. Yes. I have a yellow and a green.
And so 2 difficulty, you said?
3.
Don't do anything. I don't really understand how group checks work.
You add whoever has the highest attribute and whoever has the highest skill.
And he has both. Full.
Fuck you.
complete wash.
Literal complete wash.
Okay.
I know what that means.
So you're walking.
I guess we just, like, try and sneak, but then people are there. We're like, fuck.
Yeah, you're trying to sneak around, but you're spotted. So you're walking around, you see 3 stormtroopers. Hey, you there, what are you doing? And you're still in the stormtrooper speeder pilot outfit.
Right, yeah. We heard over the comms, we're supposed to man the anti-aircraft defenses.
Make a deception check. It's going to be difficulty 3.
Maybe a blue for solid planes being fucking everywhere. Isn't it making sense?
They had a lot of threats.
That's true.
I did it. 3 threats, though.
Yeah.
The 3 of them look at you. Neither of you seem qualified enough to do that, but...
Well, I'm working on it, but the droid has a targeting program.
Huh. All right. Move along. It's not our problem.
Not out loud. Levo thinks, sweet, sweet negligence.
You know, they really should look into joining a union.
So, the 2 of you make your way towards the turbo lift that leads up to the tower that has the cannon on it.
Good job, kid.
Thanks. I didn't think they'd buy it.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I have not seen any stormtroopers with a spear on their back.
Yeah, that's a fact.
If I'd known that, I'd probably have given you a black dice. But it's passed.
It is passed.
God damn it.
That will not come to bite you back in the ass at some point.
I have all these dark side points. How much shall I use them?
Maybe I have a cloak or something. I don't know. sorry.
Yeah, stormtroopers are close.
Or maybe it's like, you know, the haft like twists apart and I can like fold it in half or some shit.
Okay. You want that to be a light side point?
Yeah, right, that would be a light.
Not gonna use our last light side point on making devil sticks out of my spear.
Oh, for the argument that's being made.
Yeah, I would spend it. I'm just saying.
I heard. So.
So you two are on the turbo lift, and it goes up to the top of the gunnery station. It's a short little lift up, and you walk in, and you see 2 Imperial gunners there. They turn around. Hey, what are you two doing here?
Shoot them.
Cool. All right. Roll vigilance.
Let's see. 1 success.
They have 1 success.
Well, I had 2 advantages, if that means anything. Holy crap, boss.
4 successes.
Good golly.
So we have hero, villain.
I have 1, like, super PG with 3.
golly gosh darn it.
You should go first.
What do you want to do with your advantages? Anything?
My 2 advantages?
There's no security camera, and the security camera in the room's not functioning.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, like, there's a crate that was just delivered that could be used as cover. That's close to us.
Okay.
Why not? Cool. Deliver a crate delivery in the top.
Power cells. We'll say there's power cells that were delivered.
There you go.
Because there's always power cells.
There's all, I mean, everybody needs power. Not need a power cell.
Yeah. So, hero slot. Who wants to take it first?
I'll go. So, quick draw and aim and fire.
And you are at close range.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a good. Wonderful.
That's very good.
That's good for so many things now. I'm good at two things, and this is one of them.
Oh, jeez.
Told you I'm good at only two things. And four successes.
How much damage did you do? And one
advantage. So it's 7 plus 4, so, or 7 plus 3, so 10.
You literally just do enough with the threat in that you pull out your blaster real fast. They both slump over dead.
Bosh, high five. Oh, totally.
Yeah, most definitely.
Alright.
So we set the charges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Levo lets him do most of it.
So you start setting all the charges. Boop, boop, boop.
Didn't say anything. Don't make it weird.
It cuts to.
That's his Levo talk.
It cuts to Agent Wexcomb. We see him walking down to the abandoned speeder.
I'm sorry, one second. Real quick. What kind of check would I have to roll? Sorry to like go back a little bit. What kind of check would I have to roll to be hiding those charges instead of just putting them around randomly?
Ooh, skullduggery.
I'm going to do that.
What's the difficulty?
We'll roll it later as a perception check in case anyone ever comes by to look it up.
That's
fair. It'll be dependent upon them.
Success and advantage. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll have their role, well, their difficulty will be your skullduggery skill.
I see, okay.
But yeah, you've made your intention to be that you are hiding them, so you are. We have Agent Wexcomb, and he's looking around, and he's studying the transport. Huh, we have this scratch on the side, carbon scoring here, and he walks inside, and he sees a stormtrooper bound.
Yeah, we
lost
him.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm going to flip a dark side point.
It's fucking soft.
Actually, no, this was all the threats you had.
I from was going to say, we had all those threats. This makes total sense.
Yeah. Agent Wexcomb takes the stormtrooper's helmet off and sees the man's gagged. Takes the gag out. Trooper, what's going on? We were hit by... Calm down, soldier. Our convoy was ambushed by a group of aliens. We don't know what happened. I think they were Solus partisans. They slipped into the facility. How many? 10 in total. Very well. Do you happen to have an identification of them? And he lists all of you.
Fucker.
And Wexcomb goes, they're here. And he narrows his eyes and he takes out his comm link. And all of a sudden, everyone hears this over all the loudspeakers. Everyone on high alert! We have the high-profile targets en route. They're inside the port.
When does this happen relative to them doing stuff?
We're going to get to that.
Okay, cool.
Who wants to go next?
Awesome.
Me and Garbanzo and Anit.
You and Chickpea and Walnut.
The Chickpea Squad.
So the three of you are making your way towards...
Yeah.
Sneaking.
Yep. Sneaking towards your hangar. While you're creeping around, you hear that over the loudspeakers.
Okay.
Make a stealth check, and it's going to be difficulty 3 purple.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
Go.
That so is a
we creep unsuccessfully. It is
an yeah, you're creeping around. I do have something in mind. So you aren't seemingly noticed right away. But as you're walking, you don't notice as two cameras sort of pan and follow you as you reach the gate.
Two of the red droid cameras?
No, these are mounted cameras in the facility. And you're outside the door of the Fiona.
Put my hand on it for a second. I have a very brief reunion moment.
Well, so you're not at the ship yet. You're at the door to the hangar.
Yeah.
What do? Do you open the hangar?
Yeah.
Cool. You open the hangar. It opens up. And there are three...
Yeah.
Death troopers there waiting.
Oh.
Yeah. The reason why I went to the store today was to find death trooper stats.
Jesus.
Oh, you didn't have them before?
I made those up, but now they've released official ones.
You did make them up.
Do they have thermal detonators?
They do, in their stat blocks. Jesus I have Christ. Them if you want to see that nightmare.
Yeah.
These guys are stronger than any of us.
Well, yeah.
They're smarter, stronger, and faster.
They're called death troopers, I would hope so. They're not called pillow troopers.
So, yeah. You see... that'd be great. You see three death troopers there. Two of them have, like kind of traditional blaster rifles like that. But one of them is holding a heavy blaster rifle. They all make that weird sort of call, and they turn and raise their blasters towards you. Roll vigilance.
This is me shutting the door.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. When
you could.
Oops. Oops. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
All the time. That's like my move and he's
like, yeah. That's what
I can do. So we have one with two advantages. It's one hero. Ajit and Garbanza are going to act in the same. And they have one and two advantages. And each of these Death Troopers are going to act individually. This is not good.
Nope.
No, this is very bad.
This is super bad. Let's
see. Vigilance you might, is off of...
You might consider running.
Will.
Yeah.
If you can.
Oh, jeez. Each one of them has three yellow. So that's three for villains, though. See, I didn't expect you to split up for this.
What did you...
I didn't go there.
Have you played a role-playing game with us?
I mean, yes.
And a three.
But also it was like, all these moving parts and timing is everything. So it's like, well, we better get the move done quickly.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to hit the edge. I mean, I don't know what I expected, but of course...
It wasn't this.
These guys,
yeah.
They're seemingly... They're only supposed to be protecting, like, part of the Imperial Weapons Program project.
Yeah.
So, why are they here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're tracking someone who might have information on the Imperial Weapons Program.
So,
you might have to leave.
All right, that makes sense. Great.
The first one is going to fire at Garbanza in that group.
Just want to point out that it is Grolbanza.
Grolbanza.
She has a name.
It's Garbanza. Whoa.
Oh, that's a miss.
Whoa.
fucking goodness.
With two advantages. So I think they're going to give a black dice to your soldiers that are with you. The other one's going to go and also fire at Grolbanza. This one with the blaster rifle. Sweet baby Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
Another black dice. And then the last one is firing the heavy blaster, the repeater.
Please don't die.
I mean, that's still a hit, but you know, it's...
Yeah, three advantages. Two, three.
Just three successes.
Three successes. Draw them away. Right?
Run away.
Yeah.
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 Run away.
Grolbanza gets hit and she's killed.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Fuck. Blaster fire sprays and just the entire doorway is lit up. Grolbanza takes a hit, is down. You and Ajit are sort of like side by side.
Her blood's all over our face.
Oh jeez. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, they're not shooting stun, are they?
I mean, those creatures
this
are
is actually,
small.
I think, worthy of a fear check, so make it discipline. I was reading about those today.
Yeah, let's use those.
And then,
now you're playing Star Wars.
Yeah. she's completely lost her cool. And it's discipline. Yep. And it's going to be difficulty 2. Actually, 1 for the start here. Cool. Right. You're able to keep your cool. It's a scary situation, but you're not letting it impair you.
Okay.
Heat, though, she's losing her mind. Like, press up against the wall, possibly panic. It's your turn. What do you want to do?
Run.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where do you want to head?
Hide underneath a ship somewhere.
Okay. I mean, will you try to run and hide in a different hangar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut the door behind you, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Heat's not moving. What do you do?
I leave her.
Oh, okay, you leave her behind.
Stone cold.
So we get a shot of you running and... rounding a corner looking for another one, and you hear a heat like, please, no, no, silence. So we'll cut away from you, we'll pick up with you being hiding in another spot. Yeah. After who wants to go next? We have Tumas, or we have Gartatha or Pakari.
Let's
see what they're doing.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
They're trying to take out the other turret.
Yeah.
Oh my god, can they speak each other's language?
So we get a shot of the two of them.
We're like
walking.
The only one in the galaxy that can't speak Wookiee.
Right.
Have you ever done anything like this before? Gartatha growls. And he's like, oh wow, I didn't even realize. Nice. Glad I'm with you.
You did what?
And the two of them are not even going to try to stealthily make their way. They're just walking.
I mean, it's too fucking...
They turn a corner and they see three stormtroopers. And they're going to go for it. Someone want to handle Gartatha?
Yeah.
Cool. Roll vigilance. It's going to be one yellow. Urpikari has one success. And then the stormtroopers... have three.
Wow.
And you see three stormtroopers.
Just go down.
So the stormtroopers go. I think Gartatha growls as loud as he can. And so the stormtroopers aim their blasters at him and fire.
Oh.
Ooh, you got a triumph against him.
But...
It's is just
a
try. Yep. Oh, no, because that counts as a success, so...
Yeah.
It does hit.
Yeah.
Another critical against Gartatha. And that critical... So he's gonna, it's going to be plunged.
It takes more than one... I was going to say. More than one between resting.
95.
Oh, my God.
You mean 85?
No, because
it's 95, because it's 10, yeah.
Mm. At the brick, target suffers one strain each time he performs an action. So the stormtroopers raise their blasters and fire at Gartatha, and he takes a shot to his waist. And it's a pretty bad shot because he's bleeding through his fur. And that was 9 damage. Alright. So here's thought. Gartatha or Urpikari?
Gartatha, I guess we go, right?
Yep. Two yellow if he has with his blaster rifle.
That makes sense, right?
Yep.
I don't know.
Or you could have him charge and attack with his melee.
How's his melee?
Better. his melee is 2 yellow, 3 green.
Wow.
He'll take 2 strain if he wants to get into engage range this round.
How many?
Attack? 2 strain.
2 strain?
Yep, he's at 9.
And he's already shot and losing strain.
Jesus.
Yeah, and he's going to lose a strain.
Yeah, he's going to
be
firing.
Shoot, take a shot,
yeah. What is it?
It's going to be 2 yellow against 2 purple. Hit.
Yeah.
So 10 damage. So he shoots and kills a stormtrooper.
Does he have any movement? Like, can he get behind something?
Yeah, he can duck behind cover.
Yeah, so he ducks behind cover.
Cool.
Check that wound out.
Urpikari goes, and he aims the blaster rifle at those two stormtroopers and takes a shot at them. Oh, no.
An advantage.
So he's going to give Gartatha one blue. Next slot. The stormtroopers go, and they're going to fire. There's one less of them now, so it's that. And they're going to fire at Urpikari this time. And we'll say Urpikari also got behind cover.
Alright. Failure.
Yeah, one disadvantage.
Excellent.
Yeah. So the stormtroopers are firing, and it's just sort of hitting the wall near where Urpikari is. Right. Hero slot.
Gartatha will take that shot with a aim.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
And he had the green from Urpikari.
The blue.
Oh, sorry, the blue from Urpikari.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Gartatha takes him
damage
down.
And a triumph.
Yeah. How does Gartatha do this?
What takes the... He's like strain, right? I'm
yep.
worried about his strain. So, I guess he just roars and... I don't know Gartatha.
I think he just like... he takes a steadying breath and he turns around and fires 2 shots. Downs both stormtroopers.
Okay.
Urpikari looks at him.
Through the pain.
Yeah. Are you a white? Gartatha just sort of shrugs and keeps walking.
Yeah.
And yeah, we get to a shot of them going to the turbo lift, going up. And we say, we hear, and this is just from like the camera, just sort of looking at the tower from the outside. Hey, what's a Wookiee? Ah! And then you hear smash. 2 stormtroopers go flying out of a window.
Yep.
Next shot, we're going to cut to Tumask, Flint, and Kasten.
All right. What do we hear?
So you're making your way towards the tower?
Yeah.
You hear the broadcast from Agent Wexcom.
Griff. I was hoping it wouldn't be so quick.
We have to move.
I guess we start running.
So you start running. Are you going to try to make your way quietly?
A quiet run.
Quiet darting from shadow to shadow, if we can find it.
Unnecessary tuck and rolls.
Yeah, might as well, right?
Yeah.
Might as well try.
Difficulty 3 purple. And I'm going to add a black to it because now everyone's on high alert.
Yeah.
Because of the alert.
What's your stealth?
Just 2. All
right.
They have 3 agility. Oh, you have 3 agility.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Does Castian have any?
No. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
All right.
I don't think anyone succeeded on stealthing.
No, we have three advantages. Four advantages, though.
So, what do you want the advantages to be? How about this? You are able to get the drop on the stormtroopers because you hear them coming, and you have no way to get past them. They're between you and the tower.
Cool. How many of them are?
There's four of them.
That sucks. But we got the drop on them.
Yep.
And there's three of you.
All right. So I guess we have to take them out.
Great.
So do we get punch. Like a surprise round?
Yeah, I'll give you blue dice on your advantage and your vigilance.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll give them a black dice because they're unaware. So they have zero.
Oh, there you go.
Great. Both our blue die did nothing.
That's true.
So we have except two from
the bad luck.
Two from Tumask.
Yep.
We have four from Flint.
That's not mine.
Two from Flint. Mm-hmm. Kasten has two. And we had zero from the stormtroopers.
Hey. Sweet. There you go. Great.
So, who wants to go first?
What's the... There's a thing you can do with a triumph on a vigilance thing, right?
Let's find out.
Oh, yeah, we have it.
Thank goodness.
Because we have a book. It's in a book.
The book's in a book, yeah.
Advantage may be spent to allow the character to take an extra maneuver during the first round of combat.
It's an MCS shirt right. book.
What can you
do? Take an extra maneuver.
What?
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So how far away are we?
Medium range.
So I will close, aim, and fire.
Cool.
So with my extra maneuver. Mm-hmm. So I get a blue on that. And one.
And for my two advantages, can we say that they are the only like stormtroopers within like hearing distance?
Sure.
From this fight, you know?
Yeah, these four are guarding the entrance to the control tower.
Great.
And you know what we'll say? These are the ones, like, they were distracted because they're trying to beatbox.
Oh,
yeah.
So, and it's not even the guy who knows how to, it's all the guys who don't know how to, and they're like trying to learn together.
Yeah, so the guy who knew and showed up that other stormtrooper, that stormtrooper is now like trying to pick it up and like showing off to the other three stormtroopers. This was Evan's stormtrooper.
Oh, that's a door. I'm just imagining him outside the door, like. Into his helmet.
No, you don't understand. It's boots and cats. You have to say boots and cats.
I don't know. TK-467 really has some good rhythm with that Born to be Clever nonsense. I think you should just, like, stick to what you're good at.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I'm good at is dropping fat beats.
One of the stormtroopers puts his arm on your shoulder. No, you're not. And now Flint goes.
Say, how long?
Ah!
How long are you gonna let this happen?
You come running, shouting,
and take a shot, and hopefully there's like something to duck behind real quick.
Jeez,
oh boy,
oh baby.
So that's three advantages.
I crit and do 9 damage, and also have one advantage. I give a blue die to whoever goes next.
Cool. You hit one and you kill one of them because of the crit. Who do you kill?
Shots go wild.
Is it the one? Do you kill the one that says no, you're not? First, why not?
You choose.
He's the last one who spoke.
Like he puts like the hand on the shoulder, and then the guy like, boom, shot through the head.
And just as he's saying, you know, thanks for being honest.
Head blown off.
Oh jeez. Oh, okay. So now next hero slot. Who wants to go?
Tumas is gonna also run up and start punching. Or clawing, I guess, is what he does. Yeah.
So, right.
Two successes, that's it.
Okay, how much damage?
That is 6 damage.
6 damage. All right, you come running up, and you manage to smack... You kill one.
Nice.
It's just enough damage because of the extra damage you did. So which one do you kill? You do actually... You'll have to take 2 strain because you're at medium range.
Got it. To make the leap. That's fine.
Oh, the leap. Awesome.
So you can Wolverine charging down.
Ooh, maybe we can get you some some claw extensions or something.
Vibro claws,
yeah.
So how do you take out the stormtrooper?
So like the one like guy gets like his head blown off, and then what was that character?
The other guy was
Boots and Cats one, or
the Boots and Cats got his head blown up.
Yeah. No, so I thought the guy who condescended to the Boots and Cats one.
Like, yeah, the guy who condescended to me, like, he told me, "No, you're not." He got his head blown up right after I was like, "Hey, thanks for being honest."
And now Boots and Cats guys is still.
And now Boots and Cats guys like has a moment to like, and then like just out of the frame, like, you just see like two moths come flying through. So I take him down. Boots and Cats.
How do you do it? Just out of curiosity.
Like almost like a cat kind of a thing. So like you see like the Boots and Cats guy like freak out that his friend gets shot, and then you just see like claws like a cat like leap onto him, just claws through his body, like crushed from the weight and the piercing.
Yeah, you like land on him as well.
Yeah. And then I look up at, like, his other
like
friends.
Like some horrible frog like, man.
He says, beatboxing is useless. This and one.
No, you just, like, put something on your wrist and you have a synthesizer in it. Like,
Caston takes a shot. He hangs back and aims with his rifle.
Yeah,
just barely does it.
Yeah, hits.
Two advantages.
One advantage.
Two advantages.
Yeah. All right, so he deals 9 damage. So he starts laying down some covering fire for y'all. Sweet. All right, so top of the round, bottom of the round, stormtroopers go, and they're going to take a shot, probably at Tumas, considering he just came charging at them. So you're at engaged range with them. Mm-hmm. So it's actually going to be 3, because they have blaster rifles. They have a triumph. I'm rolling so well.
Yeah.
They're going to take also a black dice because they're terrified. They'll take 2 black dice because I have that.
There's a lot of threats. There should be more, yeah.
I think maybe you backhand one and knock a blaster out of one of their hands.
Great.
Okay, so the...
What damage?
We already hurting after this.
Let's see. How many successes were these here? Okay. So you take 12 damage. And you have 48. So you have Headringer. Target increases the difficulty of all intellect and cunning checks by 1 until the end of the encounter. And put average severity. Just mark average severity in your
intelligence checks.
Was
it cunning and intelligence?
Yep. So the blaster probably goes off right near your ear and it just like
super distracting.
Yeah, your tympanic membrane just in agony. Like that for our audience.
Yep. Enjoy that. Whoa. Enjoy that reverse cone, everyone.
But you managed to knock the blaster rifle aside. Top of the round, who wants to go hero slot?
I'm in this one, too.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not here, Alfonso. I was like looking.
Yeah. Yeah, in the pain, I just start like swinging.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
triumph.
Yes. Revenge.
So, that's what? How much damage again? 5?
So that would be with the triumph, that would be 6, 7. 7 damage plus critting.
You take them both out.
Yeah.
Oof. Awesome.
Nice.
Sweet.
So how do you do it?
I imagine something like that. Like, I'm just, like, I don't even hear, like, you see, like, them screaming. But you don't hear anything because my ears are blown, kind of a thing. So it's just like,
you just blew our audience ears again.
Solid bar.
Yeah.
It's great.
Solid bar of noise.
You have to do some editing on that.
Do they have any munitions on them?
I mean, they have their blaster rifles and they have frag grenades.
All right. I grab a frag grenade off of 2 of their belts and then just like run over, grab one. Let's go. And we run for the entrance.
Cool. You run into the entrance and you start sliding up. And we'll cut to now. Who wants to have a scene next?
So like back around us, maybe?
Either back to you or Adriast.
It'd be a pretty sweet scene to cut to, like, seeing Death Trooper boots underneath that.
Let's do it.
That's fine.
So Adriast, make a stealth check.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what the difficulty is off of their perception.
4 green guys?
Yep. Actually, you know, you roll yours, and then I will roll theirs. Stop. Okay. Their perception.
Right.
Yep. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3 successes, 3 advantages. So, describe the scene, how you're hiding.
I'm hiding on my back beneath a ship in a separate hangar. I had to leave the door cracked open a little bit to get in my haste. The Death Trooper came in after me. I can see his boots right below it and like the gravel kind of puffing up a little bit as he's crunching towards me. And then I grab my blaster and aim at his knee.
All right.
Just in case.
So far we have this and there's one more red. So two threats, one advantage. Two threats and one success. One failure. So you watch as the Death Trooper walks in and two more walk in. All three of them are searching around the hangar. And you hear an explosion somewhere else in the facility, and all three of them go running off. You are free. Oh, and I think we're going to end with those three Death Troopers just turning barely hiding from them.
Fuck! Where, like, they stop.
Yep, they stop, like, inches from you.
Oh my god.
You're just like, solving your pastor.
No, her cool was so dope.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
There's like that drip of sweat, like you're hoping doesn't land on the floor.
It's kind
steady
of as a rock.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sick. We did the best out of everybody, I feel. We did great.
Yeah, we'll end there. Well played.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at rollonepodcast@gmail.com. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzilicious. Two Mask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Adrias Bingo is played by Carolyn Cox, who can be found on Twitter at Cox_Caro. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theatre. The Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.